This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. Being like Christ. And we are at part 10. Learning how we can emulate our Lord Jesus Christ. And we take a look at scripture today. We're looking at Romans, the 8th chapter. And I'm going to highlight verses 5 and 6. This is an amazing chapter of scripture. And if you have time, I would love you and encourage you to open your Bible and read the entire chapter of Romans 8. I think it would bless you so much. But when I say read it, I don't just mean read it like you would read a novel. Oftentimes people read the Bible that way. They just read whole chunks of scripture and they take it in, but they don't really take it in, if that makes any sense. They take it in, sure, but they don't really take it in. You know, I think this is helpful also. If you're reading scripture and you're reading a whole chapter like you are, then have a notepad and a pen so that you can note down things that the Holy Spirit reveals to you as you read. And before you read, pray and just say, Heavenly Father, allow your Holy Spirit now in Jesus' name to illuminate the passage of Scripture you want me to see. Romans 8, the fifth verse
says this.
Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that pleases the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Here it is again. Here it is again. It is quite amazing. Over the last 4 or 5 days, I keep coming back to this same subject. And it's not me that's doing it. This is the Holy Spirit. We keep coming back to the same thing over and over and over again. Letting the Holy Spirit renew our minds. Letting the Spirit of God change the way we think. Changing the way we perceive things. You see, Paul is talking so eloquently. He's saying that those who are dominated by a sinful nature think about sinful things. Why? Because it dominates them. If all you're thinking about is stuff that is not of God, that is because your eyes are not focused on Jesus. And if your eyes are not focused on Jesus, how do you know where you're going? You see, listen to me. When Jesus is in control of our lives, when we keep our eyes well and truly focused on Him, He illuminates the way. When we're going through dark periods of our life, the Lord shines a torch and says, it's okay, you go this way. Look, I'm shining the torch. And you can see the way to go. When you're in plain daylight, you can see where you're going. But you see, if your eyes are not focused on Him and they are focused on other things, then you can't see which way you're going. It's almost as though you are walking along a very narrow pathway, and what you're doing is you're keeping your eyes focused on the floor, on the pathway, if you will. And as you focus on that, you can't see when the pathway is going to deviate a little to the left or to the right, and perhaps there's a cliff at your right-hand side. And as you are walking and you're keeping your head down, suddenly you'll find yourself falling. Why? Because you're not seeing the right way to go and you're falling into danger. And that is what the Lord doesn't want you to do. It's not that he's saying, oh, only look at me, because if you only look at me, everything will be fine and I want you to look at me. It's not that at all. It's the only way to be. It's the only way to run this race successfully. It is the only way to know that you know that you know that you are doing the will of Almighty God, is to keep your eyes well and truly focused on him. And not only that, as Paul says here in verse 6, so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. Look at that. Letting your sinful nature control you will lead to your demise. Paul's being very clear. He's not messing around here. He's not pussyfooting about. He is telling you exactly as it is. And that's what I'm trying to do to you now. I'm trying to tell you exactly as it is. I'm not making this up. It's in Scripture. I'm reading what the Scripture says. And what I'm trying to do is to bring a new perspective to your life. Because I know that your life now and again goes wrong. How do you know, David? Well, I can tell from the numbers of emails I get, from people saying they are desperate, from people saying they are sick, from people saying they don't know what to do, from people saying they are lost. That's how I know. And consequently, those emails are coming from people, I believe, who have just momentarily maybe taken their eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been going through some stuff over the last few weeks. I really have. I've been going through some stuff. And I believe the Lord was saying to me, David, you're not thinking the way I want you to think. You are not thinking the way I need you to think. And so therefore, I am asking you, let me change your perception. Let me change the way you think. And that is what God is doing. He's changing my mind, and in the process, he's changing my heart. And my life is becoming renewed every single day, because now I know my focus is on my Savior and nowhere else. I get distracted. I'm a human being. Paul says in Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23, we all sin, all of us, we all sin and we all fall short. And we can do something about that. We can say no more. We can say, no, we're not doing it this way any longer. We're going to listen to what the Word of God says. We're going to read what the Word of God says. Those who are dominated, look at that word, dominated, being dominated, domination, having the whole of your life controlled. So it's not being controlled by you. And when you see this, those who are dominated by the sinful nature, think about sinful things. Dominated by the sinful nature means that Satan is allowing you, is making you, he is controlling you to keep your eyes away from Jesus and on to those sinful things, those things that you think are attractive. But as you get into them and you realize they're not of God, you will find that they are not attractive. Not anymore. Oh no. You will find the danger that lurks therein. And the Lord is trying to take you away from that. He is trying to lead you on the pathway of righteousness and perfection and purity. He wants your life to be lived. He wants you to live, watch this, an abundant life, not just an all right life. If I were to ask you a personal question, if I were to say to you, are you truly happy? If you answer no to that question, then I can assure you, your eyes are not heavenward all the time. I can promise you this, you are not following your Lord Jesus Christ. You are not keeping your eyes well and truly focused on Him, because Jesus says He wanted to bring you an abundant life. And having an abundant life does not mean that you're unhappy. It means that you are full of His joy. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But watch. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. How often have you said, oh my word, I need some peace. I just need peace. I want some peace. Well, now you know. Now you have it. Paul's telling you. He's telling you very clearly and plainly, in language that you can perfectly understand, he is saying, but allowing the Spirit of God to control your mind leads to not death, but life. And not only life, but peace. And not only peace, but abundancy. Are you getting this? Are you feeling this? Do you want that abundant life full of peace and joy and love? Then today make the decision that you are going to allow the Holy Spirit to change the way you think. You are going to allow the Holy Spirit to control your mind. And as you do that, you will begin to see amazing changes in your life. I'm going to pray, and I want you to follow along with me and just say these words. Heavenly Father, I have realized today that I cannot continue living the way I have been living. Lord Jesus, send your Holy Spirit and control the way I think. I give you full permission, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.